We're talking health. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Health, we'll be looking at how to fight off the flu. It's flu season, but many of us are still unaware about the difference between bacterial infections and viruses. We spoke to pharmacist Richard Stead, who told us what the difference between them is, and why it is so important that we know what's wrong with us.
And they're very difficult to tell apart. When you've got a cough or a cold or flu-like symptoms, they're very similar. The only real difference that you can tell at first view for a doctor is that the flu symptoms will be much heavier, much stronger. You'll have some fever, you have temperature, a lot stronger, the cough, the phlegm will be harder to move and so forth. But that's all you can tell. And it's very difficult. For a doctor, they have to wait about 4 days for some of your sputum to be examined to be able to identify if it's a bacteria that's there and which bacteria it is. And only then could they give you an antibiotic, which works only against bacteria. Otherwise, there's no way of telling for 3 or 4 days.
He also told us some common misconceptions about cold and flu remedies and gave advice on what to do if you get sick.
A lot of people believe that vitamin C is the answer. Well, there's no evidence anywhere that shows that taking vitamin C, small or large doses, will reduce the amount of days and time that you have the infection. All the remedies, mother's remedies or things you buy in the shop, they're not trying to cure or reduce the time of your infection, your cough, your cold. All they're doing is trying to reduce the symptoms, make you feel a bit better. And you don't need to go to a shop to do that. If you've got a bad cough, cold or flu-like symptoms, don't go to work, don't share. When you sneeze, sneeze into a handkerchief or a tissue and throw it away. Keep washing your hands so that you're not spreading things. Go home, rest. Keep yourself hydrated, either drinking lots of fluid or with a humidifier in the room. Don't have the temperature too hot or too cold. Have it stable and keep it stable so that you're not making your body do anything other than fight the infection. By doing things, you're taking energy away and the immune system doesn't have the energy that it needs to fight the infections. And that's what people should do.
For more information, visit curesgroup.com. We're talking health. I'm Jack Terry.